You're listening to Radio Diaries.
Testing 1 2 1 2.
Hi, this is Tembi.
Let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Randy Cooper.
My name is Amanda.
They call me Weasel.
This is Christelle.
Hi, this is Laura.
And I'm Joe Richmond. This is the Radio Diaries podcast. If you like what we're doing here and want to help us keep it going, please consider making a donation at radiodiaries.org. I've always thought Josh Cutler was a metaphor for why we do audio diaries. You never knew what he was going to say. In fact, he didn't either. Josh was 17 when I first met him in 1996. He has Tourette syndrome. It's a neurological disorder that causes uncontrolled verbal and physical tics. It's worse in the teenage years, and Josh agreed to do a diary about his struggle with the disease. He recorded his tics, conversations with his parents, prank phone calls, and his thoughts late at night about living with a brain you can't always control. That was Josh's first diary. You can find it on our website. A year later, Josh spent a summer away from home and had to figure out how to talk about his disease with kids he didn't know. And not just any kids, but girls. This is the story of Josh's first kiss.
Okay, Josh, time to go.
Okay, one more lap for the road.
Come on, make that basket and let's hit the road. Go. Good for you. Okay.
Right. Okay, we're ready.
Got your seatbelt on, Josh?
Just about. Always wear your seatbelt. My name is Josh Cutler. I'm 17. Right now we're on our way to glorious Bennington, Vermont. We're driving off in our burgundy Honda Accord. That was the radio.
Ugh.
This is great.
Josh, are you nervous at all about going off to Bennington?
Honestly, no.
You know, when I checked with the Bennington office, they said usually it's about between 2 and 3 girls to every boy.
Yeah. That's why at the drugstore I made it a point to buy condoms today.
I see.
I guess my parents have some ideas of what they want. Probably for me to meet lots of cool kids and probably have a girlfriend. And I guess in some ways I am nervous. My history with girls isn't nearly as good as it should be. I hadn't even kissed a girl, to be honest with you. It's not to say that the people at school don't like me, it's that they just don't pay much attention to me because they're used to me being the kid with Tourette's rather than as an actual human being. This summer I want to make a fresh start with people, and that's what I think I need.
Bennington College.
All right. Mama, you did it.
So we're here.
Well, good luck.
Right.
Have a great summer.
Good luck, Josh.
How about a big kiss?
Yeah. Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm here at Bennington College. I'm at the July program. I'm going to go to Commons right now, which is the main meeting place.
No, Coke is much sweeter. It's much more sweeter.
Coke. Who likes Coke? Aaron.
Pepsi's the best.
Pepsi kicks ass.
Yeah.
It's kind of a challenge. I think it's a fun challenge, but a scary one, too. To go and meet a whole bunch of new people I've never seen before.
What's your name? I forget.
Josh. What's yours? Dave, right?
Dave, right.
Josh, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah. I like merengue. Like Spanish music?
Like flamenco guitar?
No.
Guitar?
You never heard on the radio 97.9?
No.
In New York? It's... You're like, La Mega, 97.9.
Oh, yes. So yeah. Anyway, you were saying, yeah?
Here's the thing. I'm doing a radio show because I have Tourette syndrome. You know what it is? It causes involuntary tics and...
Do you seriously have Tourette syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Realistically.
I'm not kidding. Well, a lot of the time, the major problem is that I say things that I don't mean.
What do your usual tics say?
All sorts of things.
Like, what are your favorite ones?
I'll show you the... I don't have any... favorite ones. This is a disease.
I know. I mean, your worst words.
Anyway. So have you ever had a girlfriend?
Because I know relationships
are difficult.
For anyone.
What is it
to do girls feel like, I don't know, imposed by it?
No, they feel like, sometimes they say, I hear them saying he's cute, but I don't want to be around somebody doing all of those things.
Really?
Yeah.
I myself have never actually had a girlfriend.
Neither have I.
Really? Are you serious? Because I have trouble enough talking to girls. I'm shy, but I'm sure you're not shy from what I've seen.
No. But you know, you find out the truth. It's not the hot guys who get the girls. It's the brave guys who get the girls.
Want some chips?
Sure, thanks. Getting close to dinner.
All right.
I'll have some after dinner. Okay, time for dinner.
Hey, Rachel. Hi, Kat.
Even from the beginning, I was wondering where to eat. And these two girls, Leah and Celeste, came up to me, and they asked me if I wanted to join them.
Yeah. Actually, the food is, as college food goes, this is pretty good. Would you agree? Mmm. Do you know what pumpernickel is? It's just rye bread with coffee mixed in. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware of that.
No?
I'm really
What's your name? Bree.
Hey, bitch, how are you?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're good. Wednesday, 8:43 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm getting ready to go to law class now. My roommate David's still asleep. The class starts at 9. Now, leaving my room. I have to lock up, put my key in my pocket, and we're out of here. I'm taking two classes, poetry and law. Yesterday, as part of a trip for our law class, we went to the Vermont State Prison, and it was really interesting. We talked to the guards, and we met a couple of the inmates, and we saw how the whole prison system works in that regard, and we went to Ben and Jerry's after it. I had a big shake. Good morning. How are you? Bennington's a kind of artsy-fartsy place. And I'm, as my mom says, a Rockefeller Republican. I'm certainly not a Democrat. So it's impossible not to fit in at Bennington. You'd have to be like a neo-Nazi for people not to like you. That's my Tic Tacs jiggling in my pocket. All around me, I can see all the dorms. There's Booth right there, which I live in, and then there's Patrick. And Booth and Sautel are the only boys' dorms. I picked to be in Booth because it's the boys' dorm where smoking's not allowed. Hate smoking.
Give me a cigarette. Do you have a lighter?
Yes.
Ow! Teenage smokers. What idiots.
Not me.
Man, that cigarette's bad.
Camels are much better. Oh, God. Kristen can go on forever. No, I'm sick of her talking about cigarettes. Okay, let's talk about something interesting. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, join in. Sit down.
Okay. I have class in 10 minutes, so...
Well... You have 10 minutes to sit your ass down and talk to us about your sex life.
That's right.
So?
Yeah, I need to score.
But maybe one day you will. Josh has a smile.
So does Darlene.
No, I... Yes, yeah, you do.
Okay, I have to go to law. Bye.
Bye.
Not many people are really interested in relationships here. They're mostly just fooling around. Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Well, last night I was with a girl. We were hanging out in the dorm, and then we went off for a little while. And... I wound up making out with her under a tree in the forest. I didn't really know her very well. It just kind of happened. She just grabbed my hand and gave the obvious, you want to go for a walk? So that was actually my first experience with a girl I've ever had. It just felt so, I don't know. For a few hours before I fell asleep, I was still in a state of shock and euphoria. I was scared it was never going to happen.
Okay, who is this girl? No.
I promised her I wouldn't tell.
Is that all right? You haven't told,
nope.
Man. What house is she in? Is she
I don't know
is
what
she
house.
Cute?
I suppose.
Was she in here before?
No.
Has she ever been here?
Yeah.
No, I hate to sound callow, but how far did you get?
Second.
Okay, who is okay. this girl? 8:30.
What's going on?
Josh hooked up.
This newbie.
He hooked up with
Josh Drew Blood.
He did?
Who?
I can't tell. I
no,
promise.
Was it here?
No.
Wait.
Come on. That's so wrong.
That mess is devious. That's
we're
devious.
We're one family here.
All right.
Check y'all later.
Well, it's the last day. Saturday. It's 10 in the morning. My parents are gonna come pick me up in an hour. So I'm still sitting here in my dorm room. My luggage is packed and ready to go.
All the people are outside are leaving. I'm looking out my window. I see Martin and Celeste. There's Daria. Everybody's gathered on the benches. There's Ben over there. Everybody's outside crying. And there comes Jan with the nose ring. I'm going to miss all of them. I'm really kind of touchy right now. I'll finish it up later.
Okay, bye.
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 Hey, man, good luck. Right.
You too.
We're going now.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm glad I met you too. Was it worth it, me being a pain in the tuchus all the time?
That's how I like that.
Yeah.
Huepa, de nuevo el Chico Alegría, baby, estoy aquí. Recuerda que a las 8 vienen los 8 más pegados en la Mega. No le cambies.
Well, I've been back in New York for 3 weeks now. One of the things I'm happy about is that I can listen to my favorite radio station again, 97.9, which I absolutely love. I'm sad to have left Bennington, but what I have here is one thing I saved from the summer. It's an envelope on which this girl, Nicole, wrote down instructions on how to kiss. It said, pucker lips, slowly open mouth, slowly slide tongue in, repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. And she made that list for me because I made out with her and she said I was doing it wrong. So I guess that's the main thing I learned this summer.
Josh's diary originally aired on NPR in 1997 as part of our Teenage Diaries series. In a few months, Josh will be back on the radio with a brand new diary about his life over the last 16 years. Many things have changed for him, but some things haven't. Josh still has Tourette's, and like many of us, he's still learning how to talk to women.
Oh, it's a girl calling me. Good. I'm actually in the middle of something right now. Can I call you back a little later? Great. Are you going to be around tonight? Great. I'll call you back, okay? Sure. All right.
The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you enjoy our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click donate. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.